till she gets home again.
This is a special report from ABC News, California Wildfires. I'm Michelle Franzen. Unrelenting Santa Ana winds fueling fires in Southern California. The Eaton Fire in Altadena now blamed for the deaths of two people. ABC's Alex Stone is on scene.
The streets around here, the homes are gone. This is where right now the flames are moving from home to home and building to building, and they're trying to knock that down with the winds getting gusty again, but not anywhere close to the 100-mile-an-hour winds that we were getting earlier today.
More than 1,000 structures have been destroyed. The full scope of the destruction still unknown. Some 70,000 residents in Los Angeles County under evacuation orders. Officials warn more are likely.
We want to make sure that everybody understands we are absolutely not out of danger yet.
The Palisades fire just north of Malibu, now the most destructive in the city of L.A.'s history. President Biden, briefed earlier today, approved a disaster declaration. This is ABC News. A drop in weekly jobless claims for the last week of 2024. The Labor Department reporting 201,000 first-time claims for unemployment benefits were filed last week. That is a drop of 10,000 from the week before and the lowest reading in 11 months. A major moment for the Biden family.
President Biden and the First Lady made a visit to Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles for the birth of their first great-grandchild. Their eldest granddaughter, Naomi, was scheduled to have a C-section today. The president told USA Today in a recent interview, quote, "I'm about to be a great-grandfather, Jesus God," and he said it with a smile. Naomi announced she was pregnant on Election Day, posting on social media a photo with a caption, "We voted." Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in France today for what is likely to be his final diplomatic mission before the Trump administration takes over. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. For tonight, mostly clear and cold with a low of 9. Increasing clouds and warmth tomorrow with a high of 28. Winds will be south 10 to 15. And light snow, likely tomorrow night. A trace to 1/2 inch is possible with a low of 18. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the east at 3 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 19 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The deadline to have your name appear on the ballot for the spring election has passed. There will not need to be a primary for seats on the Richland Center City Council or any of the local school boards. Incumbents Karen Tepley, Melanie Walters, and Steve Downs are running for re-election unopposed for Richland Center City Council. Alderperson Mark Chambers filed non-candidacy paperwork and is not seeking re-election. One name will appear on the ballot to replace him, that is Rachel Schultz. In the Richland School District, Aaron Unbehan is seeking re-election. Neil Huntemer, who currently represents Area 3 City, filed non-candidacy. Brian Miller turned in paperwork and will appear on the ballot in April. On the Ithaca School District Board of Education, Robert Buescher and Kelly Ferriance filed to maintain their seats on the board. there were no other submissions to run. In the River Valley School District, incumbents Jeff Meyer in Area 3 and John Bettinger in Area 9 are running for re-election. Sarah Young, representing Area 6, filed notification of non-candidacy. Jess Heisel has filed to run for the Area 6 seat covering the village of Spring Green. In the Riverdale School District, incumbents Veronica Harris in Area 1, David McHenry in Area 5, and Darren Meese in Area 9 are all seeking re-election unchallenged. In Area 3, Mandy Kenyon was appointed and is seeking election to maintain the seat. In the Boscobel School District, incumbents Jimmy Cuska, representing Area 1, and Greg Luce, representing Area 3, both filed notification of non-candidacy. One person is filed to represent Area 3, that is Reggie Lomas. No one filed to run in Area 1. There will also be no primary for Boscobel City Council. Incumbents Gary Chose, Steve Fritz, and Milt Cashman are all seeking re-election. Incumbent Brian Kendall in Ward 4 filed notification of non-candidacy. Caleb Langer has filed to run and will appear on the ballot to replace him. While there will be no primaries, people may still write in candidates in April. There will, however, be a primary statewide for the state school superintendent next month. Three candidates are vying to become Wisconsin's top official overseeing public schools. They are incumbent Jill Underley, education consultant Brittany Kinser, and Sauk Prairie Superintendent Jeff Wright. The primary will be held Tuesday, February 18th. Some health care systems in Wisconsin are bringing back face mask requirements. On Monday, Aurora Healthcare began requiring that visitors wear masks when in contact with patients or in areas where people congregate. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services warns of high activity from respiratory illnesses such as COVID, flu, and RSV, and rising case numbers for norovirus. Aurora is making masks available at the entrances of all its locations. In November, UW Health began requiring masks in select high-risk areas of the hospital during the respiratory season, which runs through mid-March. UW gets funds for vaping research. The study is a collaboration between the UW Health Preventive Cardiology Program and the UW Center for Tobacco Research and Intervention. It will examine the long-term effects on heart and lung health caused by vaping. The study team will recruit 400 participants, 21 and older, who have vaped regularly for a year or more and do not currently smoke. Researchers will then check in with participants over the course of the 3-year study to monitor their blood vessel, heart, and lung health. Funding for the study comes from the National Institutes of Health. People who complete the study will get up to $675 and individualized test results. Tomorrow is a National Day of Mourning in honor of former President Jimmy Carter. The National Funeral Services will take place at the Washington National Cathedral starting at 9:30. Federal offices will be closed Thursday in honor of the late president. This means federal office buildings, courthouses, and the post office will be closed. If you have anything to do at the post office, you'll have to wait till Friday. Letter carriers will not be delivering mail on Thursday. The fundraiser for the Abundant Life Christian School community has grown to over $240,000. The school principal has a general outline of how that money will be used. First, that money will be put toward the families who lost loved ones to cover whatever they may need. Then it'll help pay for medical expenses of the injured. From there, remaining money will go toward mental health resources for the Abundant Life community. Meanwhile, there's another restaurant fundraiser this week. Tomorrow, both Madison locations of Texas Roadhouse will be donating 100% of their profits to the recovery fund. The day of the shooting, staff brought bread to families and first responders on scene, but they wanted to do something bigger. Often when they do fundraisers, they donate 10%, but they decided that wasn't enough. Instead, tomorrow all profits at the two Texas Roadhouse locations will go into that Abundant Life recovery account. Good news for the nation's top producer. The FDA has ruled cranberries can be labeled healthy. The FDA has proposed a new rule where producers couldn't label cranberries healthy because sugar is added to make them palatable. Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson, plus other Wisconsin lawmakers, started advocating for a change to that rule. Now, 2 years later, the FDA agreed. They amended the rule to say that cranberries can still count as healthy as long as they don't have more sugar than other comparable fruits have naturally. Wisconsin grows more cranberries than any other state, supplying 62% of the nation's supply. The Packers Pro Shop website has experienced a data security breach. The team sent a letter to affected consumers to offer identity theft and credit monitoring services. The letter to consumers said the breach only affected purchases made through the e-commerce website. The brick-and-mortar store was not affected, nor were purchases made with gift cards, ProShop web accounts, PayPal, or Amazon Pay. Bleeping Computer is a website that tracks data breaches. A story on the website says the potentially impacted transactions were made between September 23rd and 24th and October 3rd through the 23rd. Plans for enhanced security ahead of this spring's NFL draft in Green Bay. Efforts to ramp up safety after the New Year's Day terrorist attack in New Orleans began with Sunday's Packers-Bears game at Lambeau Field. Law enforcement agencies around northeast Wisconsin have begun regular meetings with each other and the NFL. Preparations for expected crowds for the April draft will ramp up following next month's Super Bowl in New Orleans. Ashwaubenon Public Safety Deputy Chief Nick Kozlowski says the security footprint will be similar to that used during last summer's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, utilizing metal detectors and vehicle mitigation.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simon's has the means to make it happen.
Today's final statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanek, 92 of Muscadet, died December 31st at University of Wisconsin East Park Medical Center in Madison. Funeral services will be held tomorrow morning at 10:30 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, with burial to follow in St. John Nepomuk Cemetery, Castle Rock. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home tomorrow morning from 9:30 until the time of service at 10:30. The family requests memorials be directed to the Riverdale Food Pantry or the Muscadet Fire Department. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanek, 92 of Muscadet. Eva E. Middlestead, 97 of Reedsburg, died December 29th at the Reedsburg Area Senior Life Center. A memorial service will be held at 1 o'clock Friday at the Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg. Burial will follow in the Greenwood Cemetery, Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Friday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Eva E. Middlestead, 97 of Reedsburg. James J. Tidrick, 88 of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center, died December 31st at home following a battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. James J. Tidrick, 88 of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center. David J. Kopis Sr., 62 of Toma, formerly of Richland Center, died December 22nd. A time of sharing with military honors will be held at 3 o'clock Saturday at the Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua. A celebration of life with refreshments will be held at the funeral home Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. David J. Kopis Sr., 62 of Toma, formerly of Richland Center. Becky Salmon, 61 of Soldiers Grove, died December 27th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 3 at the American Legion Post 220 in Soldiers Grove. The Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services in Viroqua is assisting the family of Rebecca Becky Selman, 61, of Soldiers Grove. Bernard K. Ward, 88, of Muscadet, died Thursday in his sleep. A graveside service and celebration will be held in North Freedom in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Bernard K. Ward, 88, of Muscadet. Jean M. Reese, 85, of Richland Center, died December 11th at Rainbow Hospice Care. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, January 18th at 11 o'clock at the Beulah Wesleyan Church in Gillingham. Memorials may be made to the Beulah Wesleyan Church. Jean M. Reese, 85, of Richland Center. Judy Ann Harper, 78, of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center, died Sunday after a battle with ALS. A memorial service will be held Saturday, January 18th at 11 o'clock at Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care in Middleton. A private burial will take place at Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care Friday, January 17th, from 4 until 6, and again Saturday, January 18th, from 10 until the time of service at 11. Judy Ann Harper, 78, of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center. John Edward Ressler, 90, of Plain, died Saturday following a long illness. To honor John's wishes, there will not be a funeral service. His family invites you to privately celebrate John's life in your own way. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for John Edward Ressler, 90, of Plain. Vicki Zimple, 70, of Boscobel, died December 31st at Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital after a battle with cancer. A funeral service will be held Sunday, January 19th at 1:30 at the Blue River Village Hall. The service will also be streamed via Zoom. Friends may call at the Blue River Village Hall Sunday, January 19th from 11 until the time of service at 1:30. Memorials may be sent to her daughter, Becky. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Vicki Zimple, 70, of Boscobel.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Not too shabby of a day out there. We saw partly sunny skies and temperatures kind of comfortable in the mid-20s. Winds were light out of the southwest, and they're going to be calm tonight. But as the clouds continue to clear through the overnight hours, we crash cold, back to the single digits near 9. So it'll be a crisp start to the day tomorrow with sunshine, which you'll want to soak it up early, because clouds increase throughout the afternoon and so does the warmth. In fact, we'll hit highs in the upper 20s. Of course, that's all thanks to the winds shifting out of the south and a bit breezy at times, gusting around 15 miles per hour. This, as the big snow system strikes to the south, brings light snow our way by tomorrow night. Now, we're not looking at much, really just a trace to about a half an inch as possible. It'll be gone by Friday morning with partly sunny skies and another nice day ahead, as high temperatures flirt with 30 degrees. Quite mild for the middle of winter. But of course, staying below freezing. We fall back to the teens overnight and for Saturday, highs in the upper 20s. So a slightly cooler day, but a partly cloudy one with more sunshine than we'll see on Sunday. Because Sunday, another system strikes. It's a quick-moving clipper system, bringing cloudy skies and snow for most of the day. Now, it's nothing too crazy once again, but a little bit more. Accumulations could add up anywhere from 1 to 3 inches. A few flurries could linger early Monday morning, and then overcast, cloudy skies, colder temperatures, and blustery winds take over. Monday, highs only in the upper teens. And we slide a little further for Tuesday with highs in the mid-teens, feeling quite frigid again under a mix of sun and clouds. So long story short, we're slowly starting the climb to a mild trend where we're going to hit 30 degrees on Friday, flirt with it on Saturday, hit it once again on Sunday, and then crash cold starting next week. But hopefully we get a little bit of snow, enough for the kids to play in. And of course, those winter weather enthusiasts begging for it. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is clear and 18 degrees after a high today of 24 and a morning low of 0. Yesterday's high was 25 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 2003 is 57 degrees with a record low of 28 below set back in 1971. Last year's high was 33 with a low of 26. Sunset will take place tonight, or took place tonight already, at 4:43, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:33. Winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 29.83, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 18 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. The Milwaukee Bucks will attempt to end their three-game home losing streak when they take on the San Antonio Spurs tonight at Pfizer Forum. Tip-off for that game will be at 8:30. Marquette used a career-best game from junior guard Chase Ross to defeat Georgetown last night 74-66. Ross had 27 points and 6 steals as the Golden Eagles stayed unbeaten in the Big East. The Eagles earned the win after trailing by 14 points. 4 steals and some clutch free throw shooting kept them ahead in the closing minutes. Marquette is now 14-2 with a perfect 5-0 conference mark. Next game is Tuesday at DePaul. Tyler Van Dyke is moving on to SMU after his only season at Wisconsin was cut short by a major knee injury. The quarterback's transfer destination was reported by multiple media outlets, and his agent congratulated him on social media. Van Dyke was a 3-year starter at Miami. He transferred to Wisconsin after the 2023 season and won the starting job in preseason practice. He led the Badgers to 2 wins before tearing his anterior cruciate ligament in a September 14th loss to Alabama. SMU is expected to bring back 2024 starter Kevin Jennings.
Someone once said, "All of my life I thought air was free until I bought a bag of potato chips." Schwartz Insurance believes that you should get what you pay for. Do you have the proper insurance protection? Schwartz Insurance can offer you a no-obligation quote on all of your insurance needs. Perhaps it's time for you to check on your insurance protection to be sure you are properly covered. Call 647-8891 for a quote that is all chips and no air.
Frustrated in his attempt to enter the transfer portal, Badgers cornerback Xavier Lucas has hired a law firm to help him handle the situation. Lucas starred as a freshman and was counted on to start at the critical position next year. He says the Wisconsin football program has blocked his request, even though he has filled out all the paperwork. Heitner Legal of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, announced its retention on Tuesday. The Brewers are adding a quality starting pitcher to the rotation without actually making a move. Two-time All-Star Brandon Woodruff missed the 2024 season as he recovered from a shoulder injury. When healthy, he is a legitimate ace. MLB.com reports Woodruff says he can't honestly answer the question of whether he will be available for opening day, but he says he's getting ready for that. The hard-throwing right-hander has a career earned run average of 3.05. And a top member of the Packers front office is reportedly talking with the New York Jets about that team's need for a general manager. The NFL Network reports the Jets are expected to interview Vice President of Player Personnel John Eric Sullivan. He is currently the third highest ranking member of Green Bay's front office. Sullivan started his pro career as a scouting intern with the Packers in 2003. He left, returned to the team, and then assumed his current position in 2022. And the NHL postponed the Los Angeles Kings home game against the Calgary Flames today with several massive wildfires still burning across the greater Los Angeles area. The Kings and Flames were scheduled to play Wednesday night at the Kings downtown arena. The NBA's Los Angeles Lakers are scheduled to host the Charlotte Hornets in the same arena tomorrow night. The NFL also is monitoring the potential impact of the fires on the two Los Angeles teams' playoff preparations and the Rams' wild card postseason game against the Minnesota Vikings on Monday night at SoFi Stadium. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, protecting you, or providing you, I should say, the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Helping you feel a better
Becoming a member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Hogs were mixed on Wednesday. Soybeans, cattle, and corn finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans were lower on profit-taking and technical selling, with nearby contracts unable to hold on to some gains. Any crop loss related to weather stress in Argentina should be canceled out by a big crop in Brazil. Unknown destinations did buy 120,000 tons of U.S. soybeans ahead of the open. March beans were 2¾ lower at $9.94.5. May was down 1¾ at $10.06 a bushel. March bean meal was $2.70 lower at $300.80, and March bean oil was up 34 points at $41.59. Corn was lower. Near-term forecasts for parts of Argentina and Brazil are dry, but medium-term outlooks are generally less stressful. While demand for ethanol use is still solid, narrowing margins could limit production. March was down 4 at $4.54, and May corn is 3¼ lower at $4.62.5. And wheat was lower. Paris milling wheat was down ahead of the U.S. session, and the dollar was up, which limits U.S. export competitiveness. Recent snow in the plains should boost soil moisture and winter wheat crop condition ratings. March Chicago was down 6¼ at 5.36¼. March Kansas City was 5½ lower at 5.50¼. March Minneapolis wheat at midweek was down 9¾ at 5.85 a bushel. Live and feeder cattle were down sharply, waiting for direct business, with some concerns about domestic beef demand because of high wholesale prices. February live was down $1.87 at $193.70. April was $2.25 lower at $195.52. March feeders were down 295 at 264.97. And hogs were mostly lower on spread trade and questions about domestic pork demand. February lean, the exception, was up 30 at 79.47. April was down 65 at 85.07. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck, to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. Online security depends on you and me. Install updates, make better passwords. Woo! Think before you click, use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Another quiet day for direct cash cattle trade activity. Bids didn't surface. Asking prices were floated at $200 live in Kansas. While the North remained quiet, significant trade volume will likely be delayed until sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef closed higher with solid demand for heavy off ranks. Choice up 282 at 328.61. Select closed $1.46 higher at 306.89. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head, up about 6,000 on the year. Cash hogs ended the day lower with a solid negotiated run. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 38 cents with a weighted average of 78.51. The Iowa Minnesota closed 19 cents lower with a weighted average of 78.72, and the Western Corn Belt was down 32 cents with a weighted average of 78.59. Pork values closed higher, up 213 at 98.53, and estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head, up about 14,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. A Southwest Iowa cow-calf producer says feed costs have been favorable to start the year. Jeff Jorgensen tells Brownfield it's helped provide some relief.
It really reflects where we're at in the row crop side. I mean, with corn going down or being lower, sure makes the feed costs a lot easier to swallow.
Jorgensen says it's been a strong 12 months for his cattle business. More news is next.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield Market News on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the Corn Belt into the Corn Rootworm Belt, but DeKalb brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Member of the Senate Ag Committee is not concerned the farm bill will become an afterthought in the new Congress. Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar tells Brownfield the aid package passed during the lame duck will help farmers through difficult financial times.
I think the farm bill is going to be at the forefront because of the challenges we have. You still have avian flu out there, and I think that's going to create a lot of pressure to, hey, we better get an actual farm bill done.
A farmer in southwestern Iowa says field conditions are favorable heading into spring. Ray Gasser tells Brownfield.
In November then, we received between 4.5 and 5.5 inches of rain here, which is much needed to replenish some of our soil moisture.
U.S. ethanol production saw a week-to-week decline to kick off 2025. Production averaged 1.1 million barrels per day, a four-week low, and down 9,000 on the week. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two-stage. Plus, we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt in Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the snow. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place. Hunting. Searching. Scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
Hello, I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with DeKalb Asgro. Precision breeding will help farmers address challenges by designing customized products for every acre. In this episode of Managing for Profit, Michael Kovach, head of North American Hybrid Product Development, explains the benefits of the technology. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the Corn Belt into the Corn Rootworm Belt. But DeKalb brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Michael Kovach, head of North America Hybrid Product Development at Bayer Crop Science, says precision breeding helps narrow down genetic combinations faster.
Precision breeding is allowing us to make better decisions to address farmers' challenges by things like reducing the time that it takes to deliver innovations to the market, by increasing the precision and accuracy of our product insights, improving the efficiency and execution of our breeding process. Narrowing down promising genetic combinations faster. And that's definitely a big component of precision breeding. Our knowledge of crop genomes has never been better than it is today. And so when you combine cutting-edge genome sequencing on every seed with accelerated breeding methods in our protected culture facilities, we are now able to design the best new genetics faster than ever before. And when you put all of this together, it's not even close to traditional plant breeding anymore. Precision breeding is really light years ahead.
He says precision breeding will benefit farmers that plant DeKalb corn and Asgro soybeans.
Today, there are more diverse and demanding customer requirements and needs. And it's our responsibility at Bayer to help our DeKalb and Asgro customers manage through these challenges. Precision breeding will help our customers rise to meet these challenges by designing customized products for every acre that have the right combination of yield potential, agronomic trait performance, and resistance to pests and diseases to improve farmers' return on investment and also to promote regenerative agricultural practices.
Kovach says some of the first corn products have already been introduced through precision breeding.
Some of our precision breeding innovations are already impacting the products that are being launched by Bayer today. For example, big advances in imaging and satellite technologies are allowing us to improve the accuracy of our measurements and thus characterize our products better than we ever could before. But the full suite of innovations that we're working on with precision breeding will ultimately come together to reach our customers around the turn of the decade. And this improves the efficiency and ensures that we are focusing on the highest potential products for our growers.
Visit DeKalb.com and AsGrow.com to learn about the brand's exclusive genetics for high yield potential. I'm Erin Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with DeKalb AsGrow.
Likes whiskey with her water. She starts dancing when the stars come out. She ain't your typical preacher's daughter. She'll leave you dreaming, yeah, there ain't no doubt. There's a little bit of devil in her angel eyes. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side. Got a rebel heart of country, my devil in her angel eyes, a little bit of devil in her angel eyes. Saturday night she's rocking out by the bonfire, flirting from that tailgate and cranking up the dial. Come Sunday morning she'll be singing with the choir, driving me crazy with that kiss me smile. There's a little bit of devil in those angel eyes. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side. Got a rebel heart of country, mile wide. There's a little bit of devil in her angel eyes. There's a little bit of devil in her angel eyes.
Every word, every That was Parker McCollum with Burn It Down on Country and Community WRCO. Good evening. I'm Tim Thied. I'll be here till 8 o'clock tonight. There's no sports on the air tonight, so I'll be bringing you some music all the way up until the 8 o'clock hour. Hoping your Wednesday is going well. Right now at 5:46, our temperature is 14 degrees according to the Wirtz floor and home thermometers, and the winds are calm. So not too much colder out there, even though the Wirtz floor and home thermometer says it feels like 7 outside, but there is a wind chill of 14. But a lot of that could be dealing with it, how the air feels and stuff makes it feel a little cooler. But either way, hopefully you can bundle up. That way you can stay warm wherever you're going to. Hard to believe we got down to 0 degrees during the overnight. So, yeah, it was a pretty cold one this morning and frosty. But it looks like tonight's not supposed to be as bad. It's only supposed to get down to 9. I know 9 doesn't sound good, but it's better than 0. But it's supposed to get down to 9 tonight. But tomorrow night, it's supposed to get down to only 18. But light snow is likely with a trace to a half inch possible. So we'll wait to see what happens. If anything major develops from that snow we get, we will definitely keep you informed right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, lost a brown female brindle boxer dog named Ginger. She was lost by the Boaz Country Store. If you find Ginger, please give a call to 608-604-6597. And if you haven't made any dinner plans yet, boy, we have an idea for you where you can go and eat and enjoy some great food. The Richland Center High School baseball team is hosting a spaghetti dinner fundraiser tonight, and that's going to be from 6 to 8 at the Phoenix Center. Cost is $12 for adults, $5 for children 6 to 12, and free for those 5 and under.
At Kubota Tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So you're saying not feeling yourself, but now you're talking to someone else. Say you don't want to leave me on, but you don't want to hurt me. Street, such a place.
forgot your name. Was it David, Derek, or Dan? I'll have to check my Instagram. So many DMs rolling in, so spare me the drama. This might be breaking news, but I'm totally over you. Call me crazy if you want to, just thought you should know.
We This is a special report from ABC News, California Wildfires. I'm Michelle Franzen. Fire crews are now battling five major wildfires and up against wind gusts of 35 to 60 miles per hour this afternoon. Those Santa Ana winds fueling flames. At least two people are dead in the Eaton fire, charring more than 10,000 acres north of Pasadena. And the Palisades fire near Malibu has burned through nearly 16,000 acres since it began yesterday. Los Angeles District Attorney Nathan Hoffman out surveying the damage today where cars and homes were engulfed.
It was apocalyptic. I've lived here my whole life. I have never seen that type of devastation where literally block after block after block of houses that were there, you know, 48 hours ago aren't there anymore.
The DA warning people who try to loot, saying they will be prosecuted. More than 1.5 million customers in California without power, either due to fires directly or the power shut off preventatively. This is ABC News. A former police officer who stormed the U.S. Capitol January 6, 2021 with fellow members of the far-right Proud Boys has been sentenced to prison.
Nathaniel Tuck, 32, from Apopka, Florida, and other Proud Boys, including his father, were in the first wave which broke through police lines, prosecutors say. In addition to 14 months in prison, Tuck's ordered to pay a $2,000 fine and another $2,000 in restitution, say court records. He pleaded guilty to a felony.